That night, as Mum tucked Coco into bed, a storm was brewing outside. The sky was dark and gloomy, and the wind began to howl. Coco was tired and soon fell into a deep sleep. While she slept soundly, heavy rain poured in buckets and the storm raged. The window pane was pelted with rain, and thunder clapped noisily. "Woo!" whimpered Bob fearfully, covering his eyes with his paws. Bob thought this weather was scary. He was glad to be tucked up, warm and cozy in his basket. Meanwhile, outside, strong winds blew, and lightning lit up the sky. The thunderstorm was fierce, and the trees outside Coco's bedroom window bent and swayed in the strong wind. Thunder rumbled loudly, and white lightning flashed across the sky. Under the covers, Coco was snuggled up in bed. She felt safe and warm from the storm raging outside. All at once, there came a thunderous crash! With a start, Coco was awakened and sat bolt upright in bed. "Wake up, Bob!" cried Coco in alarm. With a start, Bob woke up, whimpering nervously. Bright green light was glowing outside the window.
"What's that?" asked Coco in surprise.
Startled, Bob began to bark.
"Something's happening outside, Bob," said Coco, feeling uneasy.
Nervously, they peeped out of the window. In the garden, they saw a huge disc with flashing green lights. The disc was wrecked and dented. It lay on its side, with thick, grey smoke oozing from the cracks and dents. The broken engine made a loud mechanical whirring sound.
"What is that, Bob?"
asked Coco, puzzled.
"Woof, woof," barked Bob, which meant, "I don't like this."
"Come on, let's go outside and see what's happened," said Coco.
The curious pair tiptoed out of the house. Outside, the storm was over. And through the smoke, Coco saw fat, short, little green creatures frantically running around the garden. They were panicking and waving their long arms in despair.
"Bob, look at the green creatures! And that looks like a spaceship!" exclaimed Coco, astonished.
"They must be aliens," she whispered in shock, her eyes widening. She couldn't believe there were aliens in her garden. Coco was bursting with curiosity. She wanted to know more about the spaceship and the aliens.
"It looks like the spaceship crash-landed," said Coco.
Coco took in the scene with growing excitement. And stepping forward, she called out,
"Hello, alien visitors!"
But the aliens were scared. Immediately, they ran away and hid. The stalks on their heads, which had been flashing blue, suddenly started flashing bright red, and the alarm went off. Which meant, "Red alert, earthling life forms detected."
"Don't be scared," called Coco. "It's only us, Coco and Bob. You've landed in our garden on planet Earth. Do you need help fixing your spaceship?"
Just then, the neighbors' cats, Mac and Cheese, showed up on the fence. They heard the commotion and came over to see what was happening. At the sight of the aliens, the cats hissed, arched their backs, and bared their claws.